Fair warning, kids. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At Roscoe Nix Elementary in Silver Spring, Maryland, Rodney Lynch, age 6, has been reprieved. But for a while, he was in pretty big trouble. On December 20th, 6 days after the Newtown shooting, he was, as he puts it, just fooling around.
I went into my desk, and then I got scissors, and then I just pretended it was a gun.
That got him immediately sent to the office. He got his scolding, went back to his first grade class, but then he did it again. And finally, another student, a little girl, made a gun gesture at him and said, pow, and he did it a third time.
She did the pow sound, and I just went like that. And then I got sent to the office again. And I'm the one that gets suspended for just nothing.
The school argues it was Rodney who made the pow sound and that he'd been warned that such things are inappropriate, and that's why he was suspended the following day. His parents are saying, come on, he's just a cute little kid.
They're saying he threatened a student, threatened to shoot a student. He was playing.
I don't think the punishment fits the crime.
Rodney says his teacher even wanted to know what video games he played.
I had to tell her all my video games.
Which, come to think of it, would be interesting to know. But good news for Rodney. The school system has decided to expunge his first grade rap sheet, so this will not follow him for life, except for all the stories about him on the internet. It's just the price of living in a heavily armed nation that what used to be cute isn't anymore. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.